For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin. Kentucky's largest electric utility expects to be powered more than 80% by natural gas or renewable energy by the middle of this century, regardless of whether the country's energy policies change. As WFPL's Erica Peterson reports, this report comes as the Trump administration is weighing the future of the Obama administration's carbon dioxide regulations which Trump's team has argued will hurt the U.S. coal industry and power generation.
Last month, PPL, the corporation that owns both Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities, released a climate assessment report called for by shareholders. It looks at the Kentucky fleet under three possible scenarios. One is under the current policies, and the other two assume some sort of carbon dioxide regulations. No matter what the scenario, and assuming a 55-year lifespan for coal-fired power plants, the analysis found approximately 10% of LG&E and KU's fleet would be coal plants by 2050, compared with nearly 80% today. PPL spokesman Ryan Hill says it's about economics.
You're going to have substantial reductions, and when you look out to 2050, you know, substantial retirements of our coal-fired units will have happened by then.
I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.